Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now, Todd Lowen, Minister of Forestry and Parks for the Province of Alberta, and also the MLA for Central Peace Notley. Guess first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Hey, happy to be here. Thank you very much.
All right, first thing you want to talk about is, well, we're getting close to the start of the official start, I should say, of the wildfire season on March the 1st. Now, what are some things that the provincial government is kind of doing to, I guess, sort of prepare and kind of get ready for this season here?
You know, we've been doing quite a bit of things. Obviously, this is the time of year when we're hiring our wildland firefighters, making sure that they're, you know, got to get through the fitness test and the other tests that they have to do. So that's going on right now as we speak. We're also, we've been doing a lot of work through the winter on protecting communities from wildfire with our hazardous fuel reduction program. So bringing down some of the more volatile trees around communities to try to protect them. Of course, we've been looking at how we fight wildfire with water bombers and looking towards the future and looking for, you know, more opportunities to have those big pieces of equipment like that.
And speaking of that, you were involved in this announcement with the Premier the other day about the deal to get some new locally built water bombers, if you will, here in Alberta. How is that going to help with helping firefighters down the road?
Well, you know what, we currently have four water bombers that we use that are government owned, and then we contract about 14 more each year. But the four that we own, they were built in between 88 and 86, and so they're, you know, they are getting old, but they do have a lot of life left in them. They've been maintained very well, and De Havilland has been very good with parts and things to keep them in tip-top shape. But we do want to make sure that we can add to those water bombers and make sure that we add with the newest technology and the bigger, faster planes. And of course, having De Havilland build them right in Alberta is even, you know, it's just a great success story all around.
And speaking of technology, I know over the last few years or so, this is something that I know the province has been doing a lot of work on when it comes to firefighting with some of the more night vision helicopters and also more usage of drones as well. How much has that been in helping deal with fires out there?
Yeah, so definitely the move to do more wildland firefighting at night has been a huge benefit to us. You know, at night is when the fire drops because the humidity comes up and the temperature drops. And so you could have a fire that's, you know, it has, you know, 100, 200 foot flames at 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening. And by 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, that same fire, it could be just, 3 or 4 feet high. And obviously then any water that you pour on that fire is far more effective than when it's raging. And so that being able to fight fires at night has been a real game changer for us. It's night. We have the night vision technology that these helicopters have, and now we're having crews that can work through the night too. And with the technology we have now, we can do that safely. And so it's a real game changer when it comes to fighting fire.
And certainly over the last few years, we have seen quite a few communities here in the Peace Region, northwestern Alberta, been affected by wildfires. You know, some communities having to be evacuated for periods of time. And now you mentioned some of the stuff that's happened for, I guess, protecting communities, fire guards, and those sorts of things. What are kind of some of the measures that the province has been doing there?
Yeah, so basically what we've done is we kind of done a bit of analysis on the communities across the province, the ones we thought were most likely to have a problem if a wildfire comes along, and then we kind of prioritize them for doing that work, that hazardous fuel reduction around them. And so we're going out up to 5 kilometers away from the communities and having the forest companies come in and remove some of those trees that would be the most volatile, which happen to be the ones that are they're spruce and pine, which have the most value when it comes to forest industry too. And so we have that program going on. We've got the community fire guard program going on too, which allows fire breaks to be built, in and around communities. And so we have that going on too. And then of course we have FireSmart. And FireSmart is a program that's maybe a little bit more residential, getting closer to people's homes and what they can do to help protect their homes from the effects of wildfire should one come along. And so we're just working on multiple things to help protect the communities if wildfire comes along. But it's a multifaceted attack. We're not just worried about fighting the fire. We're worried about protecting communities, and we're also dealing with preventing wildfires to begin with.
And finally, we have our guest here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat. I have to add in a little personal question, show the politicians are people too. Of course, it is still winter out there, certainly around the Peace region. There's been quite a bit of snow on the ground, and temperatures also a little cooler at the moment. So some people get up to different activities outdoors in the wintertime. What about with you? What are some of your go-to winter activities?
You know what? I like getting out in the forest too and just kind of, you know, looking around at I do a little hunting when I can, and that, you know, it happens earlier in the fall usually, but also ice fishing too. I mean, there's a great opportunity to get out there and enjoy our lakes and some people that get out and do their winter camping and everything. I don't get out too much for winter camping anymore, but I guess my last activity camping was on the hike up Kilimanjaro for the fundraiser for domestic violence. And I like doing everything I possibly can in the outdoors. My job doesn't take me in the outdoors as much as I'd like, but when I can on my own, I sure do it.
Well, I hope you get a little more time for the great outdoors next little bit. Todd Lowen, Minister at Forestry Parks for the Province of Alberta. Thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks, Cal. Appreciate it.